Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, August 14th. Coming up, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Urbana Mayor Deshaun Williams says his first 100 days in office were focused on listening to what the community needs. Now, he says, the real work begins. IPM's May Antar has more.
Deshaun Williams says the city already hit the ground running with initiatives like a new comprehensive plan, Imagine Urbana, and funding a reparation study. At his 100-day address Wednesday, Mayor Williams announced the new Philo Road Ahead initiative.
Philo Road. It's more than just a street. It's a lifeline.
He says the initiative will ensure the corridor serves everyone who depends on it.
For too long, it's been underfunded, underserved, and overlooked. But that ends now.
Williams says his job is to continue carrying the people's vision for the city forward with honesty and integrity. May Antar, IPM News.
Champaign is taking steps to implement a registration program for owners of apartment and commercial buildings in the city. This comes after Code Compliance Manager Tim Spear announced to City Council Tuesday night that many of these landlords are out of state and not maintaining their properties.
So some of the downtown properties that are vacant are starting to fall into extreme disrepair.
Spear says a couple of neglected properties caught fire last winter. Staff for the City of Champaign are working on a framework for the proposed ordinance. They're also seeking input from property owners, rental companies, and community members. The goal is to have a soft launch of the registration program up and running next year. The first major change to Illinois' public defense system in decades is awaiting the governor's signature. The FAIR Act came out of a pair of studies showing public defenders are overworked, underpaid, and exposed to political interference. Stephanie Coleman was part of the research team at Northwestern University. They found none of Illinois' 102 counties were fully staffed.
The right to an attorney is not just the right to a warm body in court, but a meaningful defense.
The 11th Judicial Circuit, including McLean County, has only half the needed number of attorneys, plus no investigators, social workers, and gaps in paralegal and support staff. Once signed, the law establishes a statewide office that will spend its first 2 years gathering data. U.S. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is taking his pro-Democrat, anti-Trump message to Springfield. Jeffries was the keynote speaker at an annual brunch held by the Illinois Democratic County Chairs. It's the first event of Governor's Day at the Illinois State Fair. Jeffries called Washington politics a debacle and slammed the Trump administration for deploying the National Guard on D.C. streets this week.
The biggest crime scene that hurts everyday Americans in Washington, D.C. right now is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That's the crime scene that we need to clean up on behalf of you and the American people.
Jeffries says the Democratic Party isn't the minority party. It's the opposition party that's fighting for change. Sticking to the theme of his speech, he implored the crowd of hundreds to, quote, press on to get Democrats elected. On Thursday, it's the Republicans' chance to address crowds at the Illinois State Fair. Fox News analyst Gianno Caldwell will be their keynote speaker at the fair. Still to come, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 87 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 67 degrees and east wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 90 degrees, with an east wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 70 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Saturday, sunny with a high of 93 degrees and a south wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, a dive into Democratic politics in Illinois through the party's biggest gathering of the year around the state fair in Springfield.
Now, if it sounds like I'm becoming contemptuous of the MAGA Republicans in Washington, it's because I am.
I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Patricia Bradford.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, August 14th, Telefunk Music Group presents Afrobeats and R&B at Cowboy Monkey in Champaign. Doors open at 5 p.m., but the event is from 7 to 11 with live music, R&B, reggae, Afrobeats, and more. And this is a free event.
Friday, August 15th, Nature at Night, Nocturnal Animals Presentation and Hike at the Kennecug Education Center in Danville's Kennecug County Park. From 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., you can learn all about the noises and animals that we hear at night. Registration for this event is at natinanimals.eventbrite.com.
And on Friday, August 15th, the Fairbury Fair continues. This is off of 3rd Street in Fairbury. The fair started this week and runs through Sunday, August 17th. But at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, the Oak Ridge Boys are performing. Elvira.
Then Saturday, August 16th, Fisher Fest, the cinematic legacy of Gene Hackman at the Fisher Theater kicks off in Danville. Doors open at 10 a.m. The first film is Bonnie and Clyde, which kicks off at 11 a.m. This two-day film festival is Saturday, August 16th through Sunday, August 17th. It's honoring Oscar-winning actor and Danville native Gene Hackman, including film screenings, discussions, and more.
And on Saturday, August 16th, Honk Jr. opens at the Monticello Theater Association at 7 p.m. There's also a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. Penny, I did honk when I was in high school.
Really?
It was high schoolers performing for the children's theater production.
Oh, that's so cute.
Big fan of it. There's some great songs like The Joy of Motherhood and Look at Him.
Honk! Look at him. Come on, Ida, tell me what went wrong. Him. Did you leave him in the egg too long?
This story is inspired by The Ugly Duckling.
Oh.
Very, very heartfelt.
Also, August 16th, Pens to Lens Gala at the Virginia Theater in Champaign takes place at 3 p.m. You can celebrate short films at this red carpet event. For more information, visit thevirginia.org.
And on Saturday, August 16th, lots of events this day. The Gibson City Summer Bash is in downtown Gibson City at 7:30 p.m. Foreigner is performing.
Then, Sunday, August 17th, Summer Harvest Fest at the Prairie Fruits Farm and Creamery in Champaign takes place. From 9 to 1 p.m., you can learn about tomato canning, garlic braiding. Sounds good, right?
Yeah. And on Sunday, August 17th, Appaloosa is at Riggs in Urbana. From 3 to 6 p.m., enjoy live music from this band. For more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And a note before we go, some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Patricia Bradford.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Lauren Warnicki, Colleen Holden, Alex Degman, Kimberly Schofield, and Patricia Bradford. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.